Hello, and welcome to the first Reflection from Afresh in 2021. Today we look at Epiphany, the visit of the wise men to Jesus. And I'm reading from the Message translation, a paraphrase, if you will. Matthew 2, 1 to 12. After Jesus was born in Bethlehem village, Judah territory, this was during Herod's kingship, a band of scholars arrived in Jerusalem from the east. They asked around, "Where can we find and pay homage to the newborn king of the Jews? We observed a star in the eastern sky that signalled his birth. We are on pilgrimage to worship him." When word of their inquiry got to Herod, he was terrified. And not Herod alone, but most of Jerusalem as well. Herod lost no time. He gathered all the high priests and religion scholars in the city together and asked, "Where is the Messiah supposed to be born?" They told him, "Bethlehem, Judah territory. The prophet Micah wrote it plainly. It's you, Bethlehem, in Judah's land, no longer bringing up the rear. From you will come the leader who will shepherd rule my people, my Israel." Herod then arranged a secret meeting with the scholars from the east. Pretending to be as devout as they were, he got them to tell him exactly when the birth announcement star appeared. Then he told them the prophecy about Bethlehem and said, "Go find this child. Leave no stone unturned. As soon as you find him, send word, and I'll join you at once in your worship." Instructed by the king, they set off. Then the star appeared again, the same star they had seen in the eastern skies. It led them on until it hovered over the place of the child. They could hardly contain themselves. They were in the right place. They had arrived at the right time. They entered the house and saw the child in the arms of Mary, his mother. Overcome, they kneeled and worshipped him. Then they opened their luggage and presented gifts: gold, frankincense, myrrh. In a dream, they were warned not to report back to Herod. So they worked out another route, left the territory without being seen, and returned to their own country. Some of us will have heard a lot of sermons about the visit of the wise men. We'll have been reminded that there probably were a whole group, not just three, that we shouldn't call them kings, and that we don't really know what their names were. But there are some things that we'll have heard in sermons before that remain important. The fact they had a long journey, it was unexpected worship by foreigners, and that these gifts that they brought signified Jesus' kingship, his priesthood, and the death that he would undergo. And I'd also like us to think about what it was really like for those travellers. The shepherds had it a lot easier. They were only a couple of miles outside Bethlehem, and the angels had made it pretty clear that they'd be stupid not to go and have a look. These wise men, scholars, professors, they had to go a long way, and they had a star, but no actual explanation of what they were looking for. They had a hard time to find Jesus. If you like, they had just this pinprick of hope, and that made they set out without all the answers. They were following their dream. It makes me think that those who look for God find him. And I heard a great sermon about this on Sunday morning, where John said, you need to be a star follower, not just a stargazer. Not only had they seen this star, they'd thought about what it meant, but they also did a journey of 1,000 miles to go and find the baby at the end. Another thing that struck me when reading this again was that God spoke to them in a language they understood. They understood the language of the stars, And that's how he spoke to them. And what was it like for those wise men? Well, I think a journey like that changes you. A journey that's difficult when you're not sure if you're going to make it, when you don't really quite know where you're going, and yet you stick to it. And then they worshipped and they were overjoyed. But then they went home. And they won't have been the same people that went home as started on that journey. They'll be changed, feeling uncomfortable maybe back at home where people are worshipping other gods. Changed by that journey, by that baby or young child that they've seen in a normal house, in a village, but they realised it was more than that. We had quite a discussion about how they knew which gifts to bring. Apparently these were gifts you often offered to a king, because not only because they're expensive, but they were rare and they showed that you valued the king. And why did these foreigners want to go searching for the king of the Jews? It wasn't their king. I can't help thinking they must have had some real deep connection with God that wouldn't let them go. That even though it wasn't their king and it was in a strange place and they didn't quite know why, that it was easier or it felt better to keep going than to turn back and miss the chance. Almost like they had an itch that they had to scratch. I think that even though a lot of what we think about as three wise men is myth and has been built up by those beautiful pictures that were often painted in Middle Ages, that they still have a lot to teach us, these star followers. That they teach us not to just look for God, but to look for him and then to follow him and to find him and to worship him. Let us pray. Dear Lord, help us to have the faith to step out when there's only a bit of hope, when there's only a faint glimmer in the sky. Help us to have the strength and the faith to follow the star and then to find you at the bottom of it. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen.